The Gemara in today's daf, Shabbos daf Pei Vav, asks the following question: Minayin l'sicha shehi kishtia b'yom ha-kippurim? How do we know that sicha, putting on oils or lotions, is similar to drinking on Yom Kippur? And the Gemara brings a pasuk. The Mishnah brings a pasuk, v'tavo kamayim b'kirbo cheshemen ba'atzvot mosav. So the pasuk compares water inside of oneself to oil in his bones. And so there's a comparison based on this pasuk between drinking and between rubbing oil into you. They're both the skin, the oil is being absorbed in the skin like the water is being like you're drinking the water. So the Gemara in Yoma brings another pasuk to tell you that sicha is like shtia, that putting oil on your body is like drinking. And this is because the pasuk says, lechem chamudos lo achalti v'such lo sakosi, that I didn't eat, and I didn't eat bread, and I didn't, again, smear oil on myself, apply oil to myself. And so there are two different sources for this idea that sicha is like shti or like achila. So what's the difference between these two different sources? So the Rambam in Hilcha Shvisas Asor, in the third parak, in the ninth halacha, writes that by Yom Kippur, the prohibition of sicha, putting oil, applying oil to oneself, applies whether it's sicha shel tanug or whether it's sicha sheina tanug, whether it's you're applying oil for a purpose of enjoyment, or whether it's not for a purpose of enjoyment. And the truth is, if you contrast that with rechitza, there's also a prohibition to wash oneself on Yom Kippur. But when it comes to washing oneself, rechitza she'ena shel tanug shari, to wash yourself, if it's not for pleasure, that's permitted on Yom Kippur. So let's say, for example, your hand gets muddy. You have a lot of mud and dirt on your hands. You're allowed to wash it off on Yom Kippur, because that's rechitza that's not of tanu, that's not pleasurable rechitza. However, non-pleasurable sicha, let's say, I don't know, you have a bad odor and you want to rub some oil so you'll smell, so you get rid of that bad odor, that you're not allowed to do. So why do we have this distinction between sicha and rechitza on Yom Kippur? Why by rechitza do we say rechitza that's not of tanug is permitted, but sicha that's not of tanug is forbidden? So basically it seems that the reason for this is that is the two sources when it comes to sicha. On the one hand, the one source of sicha is saying that just like we don't eat bread because that's a form of inoy, a form of oppression on Yom Kippur, and sicha is also a form of oppression on Yom Kippur. So sicha of sicha, so that would say that sicha of tanug is forbidden. But there is another pasuk, the pasuk from our daf, not from Yoma, from our daf, which says that sicha is like shtia. So just like shtia, drinking is forbidden, whether it's for tanug or not, so sicha is forbidden, whether it's tanug or not. So based on this, we can understand why sicha is forbidden on Yom Kippur, even if it's not for purposes of tanug, because it's just like shtia, just like drink on Yom Kippur.